Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson, and this is your wake-up call for Wednesday, January the 14th. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. I want to begin reading today in 1 Peter chapter 4. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from evil, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. You know, it just seems like from the time we're born until the time we truly take Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we're always thinking about what will make us feel good or what makes us feel bad. We're very much connected to lust in terms of desires, that use of the word, of our flesh. But he's saying here we need to come to a point where the will of God is primary, is first in our lives. Verse 3, for we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in licentiousness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking, parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, now listen to this. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. What this is saying is, when you choose to live a holy life, when you come out from the world, when you stop doing the things that everybody else is doing, they perceive this as being, well, really, they take it personally, like an affront to them. You know, misery loves company, or if you're doing differently, automatically they think that you're trying to point out what they're doing. With me, it's just a matter of what I know God requires of me. It's not trying to compare anyone else. So these same people, because of the fact that you've chosen a different way, because you don't, as it says, run in the same manner of dissipation, they will talk badly about you. It's like they've got to discredit you because they've got to discredit the word that's in you. Verse 5, they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. And who is that? That is Jesus Christ. So here's the thing. If you've, first of all, you've got to let your life be the example. And if you've done the best you can, and there's still those with which you have been acquainted that choose a different lifestyle, just know that they're going to have to stand before their judge. You're not their judge. Their judge is Jesus Christ. Now, people misquote Scripture and they say, well, God didn't send Jesus to judge. Well, that's true. When he came the first time, he said, I came not into this world to condemn the world. The world through him might be saved. But it also clearly says that the judgment seat is the judgment seat of Christ. Why is he the one that can judge us? Because he's the one that gave us the way of escape. He's the one that can personally say, you didn't have to do this because I went and paid the price for you to be separated from sin and reunited with the Creator of all things. Verse 6, for this reason the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Listen to verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. Clearly there, it's saying that the way of being watchful is to by being prayerful, because the attitude of prayerfulness keeps us in touch with the Holy Spirit, which is in us, and we won't miss what we don't need to miss. And above all things, have fervent love one for another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Love is the remedy for sin. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Verse 10, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, or the many-fold, or the many-layered, the many-aspects of God's grace. Let's go to verse 12. Beloved, this is for you today. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. Have you ever just, you know, you feel like you're doing the best you can, and then all of a sudden, something comes up. It says, don't think that's strange, but rejoice, verse 13, to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering. Why? Listen to this, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. In Colossians 3:1-3, in there it talks about that we are hidden in Christ, but when he is revealed, we are revealed with him. If we suffer with him, if we die to self and we suffer with him, when his glory is revealed, our glory is revealed in him. The bottom line is he is revealed through us, and that is what we all should desire. Let's go down to verse 16. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. Now listen to verse 17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, this is verse 18. If the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Judgment has to begin at the house of God. Now, where does that begin? In ourselves. Putting ourselves up against the mirror of the Word and letting it reveal, by way of the Holy Spirit, those things in us that are still carnal, fleshy, unusable. As Christ grows in us, you find less of those things. But denial is not a remedy. Ignoring something is not a remedy. Confronting it and letting Jesus Christ take it from you. And in those areas where you need strength, he will give it to you. But you have to constantly be putting yourself up to the mirror of the Word and letting it reveal what is in you. Let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that you have not left us alone, but you have brought us to yourself. And Lord, we stand unashamed, knowing that those areas that we need changed can only be changed by way of your Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ in us. But Lord, that our will has to be submitted, and our will is submitted. Change me. Change me. Lord, let judgment begin in me. Father, I thank you that you let our lives be living sacrifices and before the world testimonies of your grace and your love and your care and your keeping. Thank you that the devourer is rebuked and exiled, and only your word is manifest in us, and that this is the day that you have made so that we can rejoice and be glad in it. It's in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood we pray. And everybody said, amen. You go out there today and you be encouraged. Know that whatever comes your way, let it, instead of hardening you, let it perfect you. I'm praying for you.